and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. This is part two of the Bob Housel podcast. We have legendary rock and roll musician Bob Housel here. We planned for one podcast, but we have so much to talk about
doing
that
the
we're
screaming
going,
fans out
doing
on the lawn.
Screaming fans on the lawn. We're going to two, and if you can hear it in the background, is the music here. And I'm Jerry McCarty, and by the way, this is Rick Farmelo with me, and of course, the legendary Bob Housel and Amanda Raymond. And we're going to talk about hair.
Okay.
So,
I'm not legendary.
You're legendary.
Right? I had 3.5 hits.
Yeah. Okay, so hair, another one of your gold records.
I love hair.
And it was...
Why would we do hair?
Why the hell would you
All right, listen quick.
Okay.
All right. Got a call from Carl Reiner. They're doing the TV special.
Carl Reiner? Ellen Brady?
Why would you do that? These podcasts have budgets.
Ellen Brady's awesome.
Carl Reiner. Rob's daddy.
Who's Rob there?
They're doing a special?
Did Buddy Sorrell suggest anything? Or Sally and Buddy and...
I didn't say the cast from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay,
Paul does.
It's all the same to me.
No. It's a TV special. It's 1969. It's May. We're going on a summer tour. In September, we're to end in San Francisco. In San Francisco, they're going to have us on a TV special with Carl Reiner and Michelle Lee called The Wonderful World of Pizzazz, which aired on NBC, I think. And we're going to put wigs on. And it's all focused on the fashion of the 60s is the theme. And they sent us the Broadway musical album of Hair.
Right.
And said, would you please take the title song into the studio, demo it so you can lip sync it on the TV show, send it to us as soon as you're done, and when you hit San Francisco in August, we're going to tape this special. And we said, good to go. So we opened up the album and listened to the song, which we loved because it was, it didn't sound like our version, but we loved it. And went into the studio. The first good thing that happened was we got to go into the studio with just me and Bill and Barry and John, basically, with no one else, because we're just demoing this thing. The second thing was that we got to play everything on our own at a rate and at a time and a pace we could develop that and comfortably record this song. Because it's always with guys from MGM. It's like, hey. But this was like just us. So we started recording this thing, and it took us a while, but when we were done, it was that, and we thought, man, we really like this, and we sent it to MGM and said, look, this is really a good song, and, you know, what do you think? And they sent it back, and they didn't like it. They said, this isn't the Cowsills, because the Cowsills were Indian Lake.
Right. And, another gold record.
Another gold record.
Yeah.
I don't know what people know.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. We're honored to have it.
I like that song.
Good summer song, but just a freaking piece of fluff. So we get, so they send it back. We're not doing anything with this. We're on tour. It's in the summer. We're at WLS in Chicago. We're doing an interview at night with the DJ there. We tell them the whole MGM story because now we think it's cool that our record company's headlining our record. Because they're like 19. I think this is cool. And they're like, hey, yes, our very own record company. You know, like, it's like, yikes. Oh, what a great age. And so this guy goes, well, I'll play this record. I'll play your record. Let me hear this thing. And he played it, and he got in trouble for doing it. I guess it was unreleased material is a no-no. But and then they started requesting it and stuff, and by the time we hit it San Francisco, they decided to release it. And it was a big, giant hit.
And you can see that TV special if you go to YouTube and search Cowsills.
Go to YouTube, search Cowsills.
If you search Cowsills on YouTube.
I don't want to look at page 9,820 because I don't know what they may have found on me
by then.
But if you
look at Cowsills' hair, you'll get this thing of them wearing... how old was Susan at the time?
Oh, 8.
That was a little freaky, her being
wearing... We did put the wigs on. Come on, clearly wearing wigs, you know. And we did that. And back then, your TV shows that you got to get on were... They became your videos. They became...
Yeah, you're right.
How people saw you. But they're luckily back then, if you got on a big enough TV show, the whole United States of America saw you, you know. And you always spent... The rate of autograph signing always spiked after a TV show.
Yeah.
All the time you sign it for a while. It's like, because everyone wants the same thing.
Okay, so speaking of television
shows,
you've been on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Mike Douglas Show, the Tonight Show.
Carson.
The Johnny Cash Show.
Yes.
And I got so many questions. And we have so... Jonathan Winter's show?
Yeah, he had a show.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
David Steinberg's TV show we did.
Oh, man.
He had a show.
Okay, I got more questions now. Comedians. So I got to figure out where... Okay, well, I'm going to start with Johnny Cash now.
My hero.
Okay. But according to the movie, what was the name of that? Johnny Cash?
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
Yeah.
He was pretty much on heroin at the time that you did that.
Yeah.
He's special. Did you know?
Well, no, I didn't know. But if you're on heroin, honestly, no, I'm serious. People that are,
I don't know about heroin, Bob.
No, but I'm just telling you that they're normal in front of you. That's why they're on the stuff. If he wasn't on the heroin, it'd probably be, I go, what, God, Johnny, what's going on?
So you met Johnny Cash, though.
Yeah, we did a TV show.
Which is awesome.
My one regret, I'll share my one regret in life.
One regret in life.
Well, I have regrets, but not many. I really don't.
Regrets, you've got a few? But then again,
but only real ones, not things that I wish I'd have done different, because I like where I'm at, and so all those had.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a total believer in that, but I should have done this.
What?
At the end of his TV show, it was Johnny Cash and Buffy St. Marie, who was this folk singer, had a warbly
voice. Buffy St. Marie, awesome.
Yeah. And Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins was on the show. So I'm standing with Johnny Cash, Chet Atkins, Buffy St. Marie. And Johnny Cash looks at me and says, hey, we're all going over to my house. Do you want to come over and jam?
Oh!
Yes, he did. I was 19. And I had a Gretsch and everything. But I had no confidence. So I just, one of two things was going to happen. I was going to say yes, and my dad was going to say no. Which, you know, or I was going to say no. And I said no. Because I knew the other one. He would never allow me to go off with this guy and his friend. No way. I knew that.
That'd have been awesome.
We were in a prison.
You'd have been doing heroin with Johnny Cash.
You know what? I should have.
Chet Atkins and Bobby
J. Marie. Johnny's house.
That'd have been awesome.
I don't think anything
no,
life changing would have occurred there. But I would have jammed with those guys, but I would have just strummed. And that was the other thing. Like, I mean, that's like, I know who Chet Atkins is.
Yeah.
I'm 19, but I know what's going on in front of
yeah.
me. And I'm like probably shaking in my boots. I just don't remember it.
By the way,
and I'm not going to measure up to those
your
two.
Your version of Ring of Fire that you do now is awesome.
It's his version.
It's, well, which is why I like going to
okay,
watch
I'm
it.
Your interpretation of his version.
Your interpretation of his version is
well,
awesome.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
It's a fun song.
Yeah, it is. It's a great song. And it's a simple song, right? Pretty simple.
It's very simple.
And it's just...
It's a hard melody to sing, actually. But it's a good song.
And you do great with it. Okay, so now let's go... I wanted to ask you... I told you I was going to ask you about the Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
But now you've told me all those other shows.
I can talk about the Ed Sullivan Show. That has a uniqueness.
So it was in... Well, no. We'll say... I'm checking the time.
Okay.
We'll get time. I want to go to Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show.
Was that in New York or was that in Burbank?
It was in New York.
It's in New York.
No, we did it twice. Once in New York and once in Burbank.
You did okay.
Yeah, we did it twice. He was a nice guy. And he always
Johnny
got to
was
sit
nice.
On, yeah, he liked mom, so we always got to sit on the couch.
Nice.
But not everyone did.
No. Sometimes,
a lot of acts didn't, yeah.
Sometimes he just give you the
Carson
little low case
sign. Carson Show and Ed Sullivan Show. On Carson's show, do you get to sit on the couch?
No.
Ed Sullivan Show, will he call you over?
Yeah.
That was live
right.
television.
That's right.
We didn't call you over. He didn't go over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What if he doesn't call us
he
over?
He just introduces.
Everyone
him
tells,
"I'll
right. call you over." But Carson was great because it was him and Ed McMahon and everything.
So I want to hear about it. So you were backstage at that Tonight Show, and it's like legendary. The bar.
The green room.
The bar. That they had.
I'm not looking at the bar, man.
No, I know you were, what were you, 17?
Well, yeah, I'm just like trying to behave myself and not get in trouble.
But supposedly Johnny had the best
yeah,
bar because he wanted to get people
I'm
drunk.
I'm probably
before.
In party heaven. I'm in the middle of it. And I was anyway for years. And even when the party got exposed to me and I realized what I was in the middle of, I was still there. Oh, my God. I mean, Ed, he was a...
So who was on the Tonight Show when you were on the Tonight Show?
I don't
remember any of the people now.
No.
So Bob and I went to the Tonight Show with Jay Leno and John McCain was the guest.
Yeah.
Which had to be a little bit of a letdown after Johnny.
What, Jay?
Jay, yeah.
No, Jay's not a letdown.
No, Jay's awesome. Jay's one of my best friends, so he's awesome.
Yeah, he might listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
Jay?
Not a chance.
I've always told you.
There's no chance he's listening to this podcast.
No, it's because we knew Jay when he was a stand-up comedian. So
in Boston?
No, just as a...
I'm just kidding.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Trying to be true here to Jay.
Okay, go ahead.
We were all down with Jay getting the Tonight Show. We're okay. And Johnny lived it out till he was done.
Yeah.
You know, so we're good with Jay.
Oh, I
love
Jay.
Being at that
That's right.
Studio
John
again.
McCain.
God, that was great.
A picture with
you. It was nothing like being on TV. Yeah. That was great.
It's cool. So anyway, so let's get that solved. Did you meet Topo Chico?
No.
You didn't.
He wasn't on the night we were on. I think they probably did that.
Stiller and Mara. Were
no.
They
oh, no. We were
Rossi
on.
And. No, who's the Rossi?
I had my.
Ellen and Rossi. Were they on?
No.
It was like had those rotten comedians on all the time.
No. Joan Rivers is on there.
Yeah, Joan. Another rotten comedian. Oh, no. She was. You were on her show.
Better.
No, you were on her show.
I'm
going to
give you
her.
A 1 to 10. No, Joan Rivers, you're at a 2 to who I bumped into.
She was a great comedian.
She was a great comedian.
She was a comedian.
Yeah.
No, this is not comedians.
On the red carpet, not so good. But no, okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
No, it's okay. We did the Ed Sullivan Show with Bobby Gentry.
Oh,
that's cool.
Oh, yes, sure. Now I got your attention.
Now you got my attention.
And I'm like, so I'm going in this elevator up to this dressing room, and it opens, and Bobby Gentry walks in. Look, you got to understand. I'm going to tell you what you're doing. We lived in a cocoon. My dad, his way he operated was 7 kids and 7 cells and keep everyone apart from everyone. They'll never gang up on you. They'll never lose. Okay? So I haven't even started dating. And that man has told me nothing about anything. And I'm 18.
Oh, wow.
And Bobby Gentry walks into this elevator. And I'm just, and she's a big woman. And she's dressed like she's.
What do you mean she's a big woman?
Like she's tall.
Like. Tall, okay.
She wasn't big. She was
it's not like Delta
she's
Burke.
She's like the woman. She was like to me who the girl in that little baseball movie was that the kids saw as bigger than she really was. You know
oh, Kate Bonilla.
Yeah, no. Someone with the blonde bombshell. Anyway.
Okay.
So in walks Bobby Gentry. And man, it's like I fell in love with that woman right there. And we rode up and I never said a word to her. I just looked at her. She had cowgirl pants on and a cowgirl hat and rhinestones.
Wow.
And it's like, and I'm just like, I think I'm in this whatever I'm in, and I'm just going, that is the most magnificent thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
And she was dressed and made up, you know, mm-hmm. dress rehearsal made up Bobby Gentry, you know, like going on stage, yeah. And you just go, God, jeez, man.
That's really cool.
It was a great thing. Not to overstate Bobby Gentry, but that was a great elevator ride.
She was huge. She was huge at that time.
Oh. Well, at the time, she had Ode to Billy Joe, so that's
yeah,
why
yeah,
she was
Billy
on,
Joe.
Of course.
It was up,
you know.
It was 68?
And then Ed Sullivan, it was great, man. I mean, when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, they were on 3 times in a row, and that was great for all of us, because for 3 weeks, you could see them, you know, because you couldn't tape anything. Mm-hmm. So that was great. And 3 years later, we were on Ed Sullivan,
yeah. You
know, and I go like, wow, that is an amazing thing to happen. And all Bill and me, we're doing the same thing when we're standing with Ed, if you see it, we're just standing there. And I'm where Paul was, and he's where John Lennon stood. And,
that's
and
awesome.
We planned to stand where Beatles stood.
That's awesome.
That's as big as it was for us, you know.
Cool.
It's like, and we're standing.
Well, we talked about that.
And earlier. I looked up the way John looked up, because I wanted to see what it was. And there's a balcony of kids, you know, up
nice.
There.
And
I
and were they screaming?
It's about, I don't
yeah,
know.
They
were all.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but not like the Beatles. But I saw what he saw. My
that's
eyes
awesome.
Beheld. You know, it's like
well,
we were on hallowed ground.
We talked about that before. Ed Sullivan was a variety show, so he had, and that was what I remember of Ed Sullivan was, to see the Beatles or to see somebody good, you had to sit through,
right,
Alan and Rossi or
some opera singer.
And you got
some
one
opera
song
singer,
in the first
and
one.
Train bears.
Yep. Train bears. A guy yeah. spinning the plate.
A good comedian though.
And a good comedian. Yeah,
George sometimes. Carlin was on there
really?
When he was straight.
Sometimes.
When
and you only yeah. saw your band once in the first half, and they did a second song in the second
yep,
half. That's how
right.
you got you to
uh-huh.
keep
yeah. watching. You
they got the whole family to watch the thing.
Yeah, it was live television.
And
live.
And what did your mother say when the Beatles came out?
Came on?
Yeah, did she say
no, by that
time, about their hair? You
yeah, no, my dad, but it happened
your dad didn't like
before
the
hair? They hit a,
my
yeah.
mom hated the hair.
You know, we were folk
yeah,
singers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were doing hootenanny house, me and Bill. We wore white pants and red and white striped shirts or blue and white striped shirts. Right? We all did any of those. And we sang If I Had My Way and If I Had a Hammer and all the folk music, hootenannies. And then these guys showed up. And we didn't know what a bass was at all, so we just put Barry on drums immediately, and we shifted guitars, and we started changing our music and our hair. And we put the butch wax down. I remember the
I love the butch wax.
Well, we all had that pink stuff. Yeah, we
oh,
had it.
Yeah. It would like
down it went. Down came the hair. And we knew we had a drummer. We heard the drums clear. You only had it on the radio at first. You can only hear this stuff. You know?
Yeah.
No one was around yet. And my dad goes, "What's with the hair?" I'll never forget that sentence. That could drive fear into your eye from that man. And it did. He looked at me and said, "What's with the hair?" But, you know, look, they got used to it because we got good. And we did music on our own since we were 7, 8 year olds. You know, this is just the next phase for him and me. But we got Barry, who was 8 at the time, put him on drums. And then the Beatles hit that Ed Sullivan show. And we saw it. It's a force. It's a freaking, he's got a 4-string guitar. Yeah. We learned all about what the bass was. And we moved Barry to bass, but you're the drummer. You're playing what McCartney's playing. And, man, we learned all their songs, and we could do good. We locked right onto that. And that band gave all of us bands enough material to work in the clubs.